and then the retail has to mark it up to make a profit. So there's your three tiers right there. So the same is with the alcohol industry is the same. And I know because I've worked in the alcohol industry and I've delivered this alcohol and I've seen the price of these Pappy Van Winkles from the wholesaler. And it's unreal how it's so cheap it is to the store itself. And then the store puts a $1,500, $2,000 price tag on it. And it's just like, guys, how can you do this? Like, mentally, like, get the product, push the product, get the product out. That would make more sense, right? And you could make some money, like, obviously, but this whole 300-400% markup game is just crazy, and I've never enjoyed it at all. So I actually, what I do for throughout the years now, I don't even chase bourbon anymore. I just chase store picks. So anytime I go to a store, when I travel around the country and when I travel around, I just go in and what store picks do you guys have? Is it Buffalo Trace store picks, 1792 store picks, and a Jack Daniels barrel proof store pick? You know, I'm a Squire as well, so I look for Jack Daniels everywhere I go, stuff that I can't find here. So, you know, we just try to just find the good deals, because a lot of times if you can find a good store pick in a good profile where you're at, some of these store picks outweigh these bottles that people chase all day long. And that's the thing, like, you know, when you're talking about, you know, you love E.H. Taylor, like, I like E.H. Taylor okay, but it's not my jam, you know? And it's not something that I'm going to go and seek after. I'll buy it if it's available at retail.
I wish to register a complaint.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We all do. But, you know, I love just going and getting them store picks, man. I mean, do you guys get any good store picks out where you guys are at?
A couple plastic bottles of vodka every once in a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little Grey Goose, some Hennessy, yeah. Maybe?
No, nothing that nice.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Got the boot pints.
Smirnoff.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, I'm sure there is. I just stopped chasing, you know? Yeah. Like, if I walk in and I go to a bottle shop, but all the good bottle shops out where I'm at, they've been kind of run out of town. You know, where I live in Ventura, California.
Yeah.
And that's a nice place.
Yeah.
But because it's a nice place, a lot of folks have been coming in, buying up all the land and kind of repurposing it.
You don't say.
Turning it into condos.
Oh, yeah. They don't do that here at all.
There was a great spot, like Old Spirit Club, where I was at. And it's gone now.
Nashville used to be cool, too.
Yeah.
But we're going to take another break here. And then we're going to come back with Kevin Newman with Artista Cigars and keep talking. Hope you're enjoying it, folks.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. To the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
So we're back with Kevin Newman from Artista Cigars, and we are blind tasting him on I think it's a really good cigar, and I haven't smoked in 2 weeks, and I still love this cigar. Well, what are your thoughts on this thing?
Well, the first third I wasn't really impressed with, but that's probably not the cigar's fault, because, like I said, I smoked a lot of cigars this week. As it's opened up, the burn's gotten really good. It's starting to cone for me. I'm getting a little bit of the cedar, a little bit of citrus, not a whole lot of spice though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good.
What's on your retro?
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
Mahogany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A spice mahogany. Comes out a little bit more in that retro.
Mahogany and leather. If you can't tell, I'm a little nasally.
Yeah. No, you're nasally? No.
Yeah. It's okay. That big old schnoz, man.
It's like that pug nose you got there. I should see you looking for truffles. That's right. Go get it, Kevin. Go get it.
Oh, yeah. It's the Frenchman in me, man. French-Irish.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that the other day, about your heritage and how we could be related.
We probably are, man.
We probably are, man.
Yeah, family come from the same area.
That's right. It's a small puddle.
It's kind of crazy, man.
You know, fluids.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll get there. Listen, I got a little coaching there from my boss.
Executive producer action.
Yeah, he's telling me, keep talking. So we're going to keep talking. What about your ring gauge on this? What do you think about your girth?
My girth? It's always so sad, man.
That's right.
I gotta spool it up just to get it in.
That's fine.
On the cigar, it's a good cigar. It's a good size. I prefer a Corona size.
See, I'm down. I'm the same, right, bro. Or like a Petite Lancero is my favorite, but nobody's making them. I mean, that's kind of a kind of one, but yeah. Mike, our executive producer, thinks I'm just the biggest idiot for liking Petite Lanceros.
There's nothing wrong with that, man.
I know it. He's all like, give me a
sip it with your mimosa,
Give me a Corona, Petite Corona. Or do you like them Churchills? Yeah. Yeah. So what would you rate this cigar from 1 to 5 if you had to?
We're going 1 to 5 now.
Yeah, we're going one. We're updating our ranking here at Sips on the Smokes with the time here, instead of 1 to 3, it's 1 to 5.
Wow.
Yeah, we're branching out. All those letters are making way. We're going to keep sending them in, folks. At Mike, good old boy Mike, SipsOnTheSmokes.com.
You want a full integer, or can I give it to you in fractionals?
Let's hear it. Go ahead.
I would give it a 4.05.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about there. 4 or 5. I think it's a good cigar. Now, can you guess a region from it?
Or no, a country? I'm just not that good with that sort of stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
Man.
I was hoping you'd wow me.
I just
make me look like an idiot.
I can tell you sometimes, I can look at the wrapper and say, I think that's Broadleaf, or I think that's San Andres.
Yeah.
On this, I'm having a hard time. It might be a Habana, but man, I would be dumb sounding if I said I knew what I was saying.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Well, let me look this up before I tell you what it is. And I know what it is, but just so I have all my information right.
It's a little toothy, so it might be San Andres. But again, I'm about to sound real dumb because you're going to tell me it's something totally different.
It's all right. This is what we love to do, to look dumb in the show here, folks. So what's your, should I just go ahead and we'll talk about it there? So what you're smoking is a Tennessee Waltz from Crown Heads.
Uber, good job.
It's a 5.5x52 Robusto. And this is probably one of the, this is a Tennessee exclusive cigar.
Okay.
You can only buy these in Tennessee. They were part of a 4 cigar line that John Huber did. And when I spoke to him about these, he said these were all had significant relationships. Each cigar had a significant relevance to his relationship with his wife, either where they're both from, where they met, and where they're married. So there's 4 of them. One you can only get in Hawaii, which is the Panaloa Especial, and it comes out once a year. The Tennessee Waltz, which also most of these come out once a year. The Texas version is called the Yellow Rose. And, man, I'm telling you, if you have not ate anything that day, don't smoke that cigar.
It's a good cigar. I smoked that.
It is such a good cigar. I love them. And then the Buckeye Land, which I haven't been able to find any more of those lately. So, folks, if you know where you can get them, go ahead and just send me some. I want some Buckeyes.
It's trickery.
So let's look up here, which is binder filler wrappers. So your wrapper is a USA Connecticut Broadleaf. Your binder is Nicaraguan, and your filler is Nicaraguan. Doesn't give me anything other than that, but this is what I would. You have ever guessed that this is what you were smoking? Yeah,
that's why we put bands on the cigars, because otherwise they're just brown sticks.
Just a brown stick, baby. But that's what I love about this, man, is that you know, I love to get guys on here and they'd be like, oh, this is, the, you know, like Jeremy from Wildfire did our first one of these the other day.
Okay.
Or a month ago. And he was like, I think this is my cigar. This is one that I did. And blah, blah, blah. And starts going off. And I was like, Jeremy, I love you. But, you know, this is a, I forget what it was. It was a Tatuaje Fausto. Yeah.
That's a good cigar,
dude. And I was like, I'm like, I guarantee you've smoked very many of these cigars. And he was like, man, I've smoked so many of these cigars, because he used to work in retail as well. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, you get to have another one on me, you know, and it's great. So I actually had another one to blind you with, but I went with this one because I was almost certain you hadn't had it because it's a Tennessee exclusive. So, and they just got them back in here at the Abbey, which is where we're broadcasting from today, Smokers Abbey in East Nashville. Shout out to them for hosting. If you guys get an opportunity, there's four locations. There's one in Austin, Texas, and that the guys that run that shop are amazing. There's one in Memphis. Brad down there is awesome. There's one in East Nashville, which is where we're at right now. And then there's one in Gallatin, Tennessee, and it's actually an old bank. So the bank vault is the humidor with a big steel door and everything. It's pretty sweet.
The Smokers Abbey aesthetic is really cool.
Yeah, it's just chill, man. So their whole vibe is to find rest for your soul. You know, that goes back to, you know, the owner of Smokers Abbey is actually why I live in Nashville. So I actually moved here to be part of his church in 2010 when the flood happened. And it was, man, my life's been so interesting since then. You know, wouldn't take it back for the world. But we just love doing what we're doing, man. And, like, yeah, this is amazing. I hope you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, it's fantastic. And, again, the Smokers Abbey guys have been really fantastic to us, especially here in Nashville.
Yeah.
They took a chance on us a couple years ago, and they've been selling our stuff. And, yeah, we're very grateful to them for everything that they can do, even the accommodation here.
Yeah, no, this is big because we were going to do this in my basement and then, you know, decided this might be a little cleaner. So,
such a good choice.
Yeah, it is, you know.
Yeah.
My basement, my dog starts barking and, you know, can't get him shut up sometimes. You're like, stop it. But he's a good boy. He's a good boy. That's right. But yeah, man. So, what are some things that, you know, we talked about alcohol a little bit. We got a few minutes here. What you know, other than your typical drinks, bourbon, like, you enjoy doing mixology stuff with your drinks, or do you just enjoy neat drinks? Or
most of the stuff I drink is neat, but being from Southern California, we have a lot of craft brew out where I'm at, between SoCal and NorCal.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my favorite, absolute favorite beers, I can't find anymore, it's Bubble Stash by Hop Valley.
Oh, really?
It's an IPA. It's very good.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. A little citrusy. You can drink a six pack in an evening. You feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great beer. There's other craft beers that I've been drinking as well, but, you know, I'm getting older and the weight comes on easier and goes off a lot harder. And with all the road travel I've been doing, shout out to the Holiday Inn, cause they got those ellipticals in that gym 24/7. I love that.
Yeah.
But it's just not the same, you know, it's not the same as my road bike at home.
The Peloton.
No, I've got a nice Cannondale at the house.
Oh, you ride on the road.
Yeah, that's, you know, you think driving around is dangerous. Get on a bicycle.
Oh, I
especially
can imagine.
In Southern California. They do not respect the law.
They don't respect anything.
Yeah. I've been sheared a couple times, man. It's pretty it's pretty gnarly. So a couple years ago, my wife got me a GoPro, which I mount to the front. It's kind of like an insurance policy in case something happens. And I had one guy get a little weird with me on a road called Foothill, which there's not much shoulder at all. So you have to ride in lane. And he got a little odd and tried brake checking me, which is weird because I got disc brakes on a carbon fiber bike.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know,
I'm going to stop just fine.
I'm 200 pounds. So yeah. I'm going to leave a skid mark. Anyways, I caught his license plate in full 4K60, and I shot it over to VPD, and they talk to them a little bit.
Yeah,
but there's not much they can do, you know? I mean, yeah. It's not illegal to be a jerk on the road.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But, yeah, I mean, between 18-wheelers and guys in trucks, you know, they just don't know. I mean, you buzz past a guy doing, you know, 25 or 30 miles an hour on a bike, and you're doing 60 or 65 in a truck,
yeah.
That vacuum wash will pull me right into the road, which endangers everybody at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, but I do love it.
I can just see with the whole
spandex
with the padded suit, you know, the padded butt with the helmet that goes backwards, and there's
stupid sexy Flanders
riffing it out there. Hadley doodly, Hadley doodly.
I do that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started riding, I didn't do that. I wore board shorts and a t-shirt. But, you know, your times get a lot better when you get more aerodynamic.
Oh, we're talking times now.
Yeah, well, it starts to become a little bit of an addiction.
Okay, you're going to wean it.
Yeah, so, you know, you start looking at your numbers and like, well, I can pick up an extra minute on this circuit of 30 miles. Ooh. If I just wore clothes that were a little bit tighter.
A little aerodynamic.
Yeah, so my kid, God bless her, she got me a Gadsden flag jersey.
Okay.
So, you know, don't tread on me and big old yellow flag jersey flying out there.
I love it.
Some guys flip me off as they're going by. I guess those California liberals don't like it when I, you know.
Tread on them?
Well, I don't even tread, man. Like, I'm just promoting my Second Amendment right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's true. I have a nice arsenal at the house and, you know, I also happen to wear spandex and ride a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you keep it tucked in your spandex?
You know, I wanted to get an LCR for that reason.
Yeah, you should.
You know. Just put it right in the Thunderwear.
That would be awesome.
Just right up front.
Just be like, we got a problem, bro?
Exactly.
That's great.
But, you know, out where I'm at, it's kind of tough to get a CCW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad. But you can always move out here.
That's true. We thought about it.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have a lot of fun.
Can you imagine?
I wouldn't ride bikes with you, but we'd have a lot of fun.
I'd get you going.
Well,
you'd be surprised, man.
You might.
It's addictive.
You might. But anyway, you know, as all things as our old saying here is, you know, all things in life are worth discussing. So we really like to keep going with that. How are we doing on time, sir? Yeah, we're doing a little good on time. So a couple minutes left before we break for this radio episode, but we'll keep going after that. So if you guys get a chance, if you like what you're listening to and you want to finish this episode up, we'll probably have some more time on our online, so you have to go online and grab that. Sorry for your radio listeners out there, but thank you so much for your support on the radio, because without you guys we're nothing. And you know, we you guys support us wholeheartedly, and we definitely appreciate the love from that. So, but yeah, you know, what's been your favorite thing in Nashville so far, or Mississippi, or?
Well, I can tell you, the music in Nashville is absolutely incredible, and it is pervasive. It's everywhere. When I was here for just 2 days, I was down at the Holiday Inn by Vanderbilt, and they have the Commodore Grill.
Yeah.
Attached to that place.
Yeah.
And I would go down and grab my...
Commodores is the Vanderbilt team, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Sports ball.
I think it sucks. I think that sucks.
Cavals,
sucks.
What?
And they do a live stage show a couple hours every night. And I mean, I guess that stage is littered with some pretty top-end celebrities, man.
Yeah.
And I believe it, because the sound setup is pretty good. The sound stage looks amazing. They got lighting, the whole thing, and you sit down, you order your beer, and you can watch a live performance, and they rotate them out every 30 minutes. And they do it 7 days a week, and it's pretty incredible. Just the music in this town.
Yeah.
And I love that, because I love music.
Yeah, the one thing we're not missing in Nashville is live music. It is everywhere, every hotel bar, everywhere that can have a stage has a stage, and even some places that shouldn't have a stage have stages. But, you know, that's pretty indicative of where we are. But we got some top shelf talent here, man, and a lot of it's in house bands, actually, which is crazy, because you get a lot of these old studio artists, and they do house band stuff, and that's, you know, that's their bread and butter. But anyway, you know, we'd like to thank Kevin Newman for coming out and having a chat with us. Did you enjoy yourself?
I appreciate you, man. I really do. And I always have a good time with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything you want to say to our listeners before we sign off on this one?
I just want to say thank you so much. See if you can find a Psycho 7 out there on the shelf, but definitely pick up some Artista.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And you know, everything in life is worth everything in life worth good is worth discussing. I'm horrible at this today. Thanks a lot, Bronchitis. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is good old boy Barker telling you to keep smoking. And hope you guys have a good evening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.